Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating. Pre-op evaluation on patient Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A, first name Fernando, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-O. D, date of birth, July 6, 1970. D, date of evaluation, August 21, 2023. D, chief complaint, pre-op left shoulder. A patient is the 53-year-old male who reports an industrial injury dating to August 27, 2022, period. At that time, he injured his shoulder in a twisting injury, period. He stated that he was about to get off his work truck when he twisted his shoulder, period. He had continued to work, period. However, the next day, he noted severe bruising, period. He had subsequently been evaluated and was referred for a conservative course of therapy to include massage therapy, period. This did not help, and the patient continued with what he described as burning pain, period. Pain ranges 3-7/10, period. It is worse with raising his arm, period. He has no associated symptoms, period. His past medical history includes that of hypertension, neck number diabetes with prior hemoglobin A1C of 9.5, now at 6.3, period. Past surgical history, right rotator cuff tear, neck number ventral hernia, medications, metformin 500 milligrams daily, sildenafil unknown dose, Zyrtex daily, hydrochlorothiazide daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother had diabetes. He denies cigarette smoking or drug use, but reports a history of alcohol use. Review of systems. Otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs. Blood pressure 164/86, pulse 57, respiratory rate 20, height 65.5 inches, weight 256.8 pounds. In general, patient is a mild to moderately obese female, correction, mild to moderately obese male who is in no acute distress, period. Musculoskeletal exam reveals decreased range of motion on abduction of the left shoulder, period. The right shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion on external rotation. There is tenderness noted, period. The impression, correction, data review, ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 53 beats per minute, period. There is small Q waves in lead 3 and AVF, period. ECG otherwise is unremarkable, period. The impression, 53-year-old male with history of industrial injury, now scheduled for surgical treatment, period. Patient was felt to have industrial injury and requires distal clavicle resection, subacromial decompression, arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, period. The patient is noted to have uncontrolled hypertension, diabetes, and bradycardia, period. Etiology of bradycardia is not clear, period. His blood sugar appears adequately controlled at point of care glucose of 97, period. Blood pressure, again, is noted to be significantly elevated, period. I have ordered Losartan 50 milligrams via daily for achieving better blood pressure control, period. Patient is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for procedure, period. The patient, as noted, has had a conservative course of therapeutics, period. Patient had failed conservative measures, and as such, is felt to require intervention, period. Recommendation, they proceed with surgery as initially, correction as indicated. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.